Excellent. I'll get us started then. All right. Good afternoon, everyone. Today is May 16th, 2023, and I'd like to call to order the Gatton Technical Subcommittee meeting. The time is 1:30 p.m. We'll start off by doing a roll call. Sarah, if you could lead us.
I'm Sarah Eichelberger with Gatton, and I'll call the roll. Bo Kinsey, Travis County.
Present.
Anthony Breckenridge, City of Austin.
Present.
Chris Phillips, LCRA.
Present.
Leslie Connolly, City of Austin.
Present.
Dane Herbat, Travis County.
Present.
Carlos De Matos, Gatton.
Present.
Gary Wiesman, Austin Community College.
Present.
Jaime Guerra, UT.
Present.
Justin Slocum, Austin ISD.
Present.
Harold Knoll, UT.
Present.
Paul Hodge, Austin ISD.
Oh, present.
And Steve Pyle, State of Texas DIR.
Present.
And Gatton contractors that we have joining us are Chris Gonzalez from BRICOM.
Present.
And Doug Wilson from JC Communications.
Present.
We've established a quorum.
All right, thank you. Agenda item number two, is there any citizen communications?
No, sir.
All right, moving on. Agenda item number three. Let's take a few minutes to review and approve the minutes from the last meeting in April. Minutes should be in your packet.
This is Gary Wiesman. Motion to approve the minutes as presented.
This is Steve. I second.
All right. We have a motion by Gary and a second by Steve. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none. Sarah, please lead us to the vote.
Dane Herbat.
Aye.
Leslie Connolly.
Aye.
Gary Wiesman.
Aye.
Jaime Guerra.
Aye.
Steve Pyle.
Aye.
Chris Phillips.
Aye.
And Justin Slocum.
Aye.
The minutes are approved.
Thank you. Agenda item number four is our maintenance contractors report. Chris.
This is Chris Gonzalez. Since our last meeting, we've completed inspections of C2S and C2S West Command with 8 corrected deficiencies between the two. Not much to report there on that one. Please let me know if you have any questions. Okay, hearing none, moving on to the inventory. There's no changes since our last meeting for the inventory as well.
Okay, thank you for the report. Does anyone have any questions for Chris? All right, hearing none, let's move to the network manager report agenda item 5.
Hello, this is Carlos. Obviously, you all know that Frank is it's undisposed today, so I'm going to be leading this part of it. During the Gatton completed projects, we finished the A2 North damaged fiber at 10th in Colorado. That was a contractor that hit our conduit system there and A2 North. There will be no permanent repair, as we are going to replace this cable from the ROV projects that we are currently that we have currently approved. So that would be a plus right there. The other thing that we have to report is the B2 South City of Austin Convention Center marshalling facility, which is being spliced on the 25th of May.
Okay. So, Carlos, I got a question on the damaged A2 North.
Yes, sir.
We do have a project to replace that fiber.
Yes.
But wouldn't the cost burden be on the contractor who damaged it now?
Yes. But the project wouldn't be completely, it wouldn't be, we would have to separate, we would have to do two phases on that project. We are actually going to charge, we're actually currently trying to charge the locate company, which is the one that did not locate properly this for the damage. So yeah, we could actually probably go after them. But if we complete it as a regular project that we have to complete, it'll be hard to put a lawsuit on them for this. We will look further into it if you want to, sir. Yes.
I don't know. What does the rest of the committee think? Sounds like it might be worthwhile investigating some capital cost recovery here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see. I think we should go after them for something. I mean, if it's in just the fiber, you know.
Right. Yes, sir. We'll do that.
Obviously, the temporary repair, right?
But we're already doing that right now.
Yeah, yeah.
That is on the works. So we'll look into creating a repair for this project that they would be financially responsible. All right.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Let me see. Any other questions on these projects? All right. I'm going to jump to the Gadden Network status report. The last thing that we had to report here is on the 5-1, that conduit system was damaged. However, I am going to say something that is not on this. It just happened today. There's a massive outage in the north side of the convention center at this moment, and our the NOC is under generator power as we speak.
Did they start the demolition a little early?
it appears so. I don't know the cause yet, sir.
There is a power outage on the east side of town, and it may be stretching, you know, that far west. So right off 11th Street, all of their Carver, that area there is a AE power outage.
Yeah.
I guess. Just real quick, Carlos, there on that first line item, I'm a stickler anyway. Might want to modify the Gantt to Gatton, the very first thing under root cause there.
Let me see.
Oh, yeah.
Gatton, that was not located properly. Vince one.
The spelling typo.
Just the acronym. For okay. Greater Austin area, yep.
Gotcha.
N and T need to be. Thank you. I know it's easy to. I've done it many, many, many times.
Oh, sorry about that. Yes, it's my. I will take care of that. Sorry about that. All right. If anybody has any questions on the network status report.
No, looks good to me.
Okay. Let's jump into the Gadden budget report.
Yes, this is Sarah. So we are tracking 48 jobs totaling $3.46 million. So far for FY23, 14 jobs have been completed, and we've been invoiced for $482,000. That leaves 34 awarded jobs remaining pending, and we have $2.97 million encumbered. Our fund balance bottom line on the second page is $976,000. Please let me know if you have any questions.
Okay, if there's no questions on the budget, we can move to agenda item six. Carlos or Sarah, I believe 6A would need to be for executive session, but what about B and C?
B, we can probably discuss in open session. C will need to be under executive session, sir.
Are we going to look at Prince or talk to Sid and C?
We are going to look at Prince on 6A and on 6C quite at a large, and we're going to be discussing other items. So,
okay. Any recommendation? Should we just talk about 6B now and then go to executive session for A and C, or go into executive session now for A and C?
Either choice.
All right. Let's go with 6B in open session right now.
All right. Under 6B is the Austin ISD 2022 bond project and how it would impact our Gadden Supernode sites, specifically the Travis High School, Northeast High School, and the Crockett High School. Network manager, we are a little bit concerned. We are actually requesting as much information forward as possible from AISD as to how this will affect our super nodes. There are several items that are somewhat up in the air, and since we have a lot of other things that we're going to have to take care of from the convention center point of view, we would like to, you know, head these at the pass as much as possible. There has been talk about Travis High School, not talk, but it is Travis High School, Northeast, and Crockett. Most likely these will be schools that will be completely demolished to create new ones. Having said that, we're concerned that we would need to decommission our super nodes in that area. We would need to talk to every one of our members that has cross-connected those locations in order to be able to make those cross-connections in the air, or basically in cases, in splice cases. So as much information as we could get from AIZ as possible, we would like to have that.
Hey Carlos, this is sir. Paul with Austin ISD. I just want to correct you on one thing. Currently, Travis High School is the only site that's going to get full demolition. Northeast and Crockett are going to be a phased remodel.
Okay.
So those, we don't know if it would impact the supernode connectivity or not, but Travis for sure would be a complete rebuild.
And yeah, thank you. And the reason we're concerned is if we there's a financial component to this, as these being GAN supernodes, we need to head this at the pass as soon as possible, specifically if we need to create basically get out of those sites, or if we need to modify them in some way, they can remain operational while the construction of other sites is being done. All that needs to be taken care of right away. But we are probably going to keep this also as a as an item that will stay under committee chairperson. It's just like the convention center for the foreseeable time, just to make sure that we address it at every tech meeting, if that's okay with everyone.
Carlos, hey, Carlos, I know that we're very, very early in the planning stages here, but I don't believe that aerial splices would work for Travis County.
Mm-hmm.
I think we would need to find some type of temporary or permanent, you know, structure that could host patch panels so that, you know, we could accomplish what we, because at, you know, at these super node sites, we're jumping back and forth between the user rings and the super rings there.
Yes, sir.
So permanent slices up in the air wouldn't get that taken care of for Travis County, at least.
Third. So I will be looking into this. That's one of those things that we really need to, and I appreciate you telling me that, because that way I know that I need to move forward with looking for a Travis High School. If we need to get out, I'll need to find a temporary, you know, location for doing cross connects. Okay. Does anyone else have anything for this item?
I tend to agree with Dane. It's nice to have the flexibility that we can move things around and patch between different rings. If this is something that's, I guess, time sensitive, should we include this in the purview of that subcommittee we stood up for the convention center, since it's kind of a similar thinking and thought processes of super nodes?
It's completely up to the members. I don't have enough information from AISD at this point, but as soon as we do have information, we can share it and go from there.
Okay. Sounds good to me.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you all for the heads up on that. Anything else on 6B?
No, that's it.
All right. In that case, for agenda items 6A and 6C, I'd like to adjourn to executive session under Texas Government Code 551.089 and 418.181. The time now is 1:47 p.m. and we are headed to executive session. See you on the other call.
Thank you.
Get everybody back.
Excellent. All right, the time is 2:30 p.m. and we are back in open session. Let's do another updated roll call, please.
Yes, I'm Sarah Eichelberger, and I'll call the updated roll call. Bo Kinsey?
Present.
Anthony Breckenridge?
Present.
Chris Phillips?
Present.
Leslie Connolly?
Present.
Dane Herbat?
Present.
Carlos DeMatos?
Present.
Gary Wiesman?
Present.
Jaime Guerra?
Present.
Justin Slocum?
Present.
Harold Knoll?
Present.
Paul Hodge?
Present.
And Steve Pyle?
Present.
We've reestablished a quorum.
Excellent. All right, going back into our agenda, item 6A, I'd like to make a motion to recommend board approval for a new AISD D1 North Marshall Middle School node, entity-specific project at no cost to Gatton.
This is Steve, I'll second.
All right, motion by Jaime and second by Steve. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, let's have a vote, please.
Dane Herbat?
Aye.
Leslie Connolly?
Aye.
Gary Wiesman?
Aye.
Jaime Guerra?
Aye.
Steve Pyle?
Aye.
Chris Phillips?
Aye.
And Justin Slocum?
Aye.
The motion passes.
Great, thank you. Last item on the agenda is agenda item number 9. We're going to confirm the date in time and location for the next technical subcommittee meeting as June 20th, 2023 at 1:30 p.m. here at the City of Austin Permitting and Development Center via Microsoft Teams video conference. The time now is 2:32 p.m. and this meeting is now adjourned. Thank you all for your participation.
Thank you.
Thank you all.
Have a good week.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Hey,
thank
Carlos.
Yes, sir.
Bo and I are going to give you a quick call.
That's absolutely okay. Sir.
All right.
Hey, Chris, thanks. I'm going to give you a quick call. Bye.
y'all can stay if you want.